AI companies are basically dropping new models like mixtapes at this point. A couple of weeks ago, Anthropic announced Claude 3.7 Sonnet, and the really interesting thing about Claude is that even though it's not the most popular AI model, it's generally considered to be one of the best ones for coding. Anthropic even mentioned in the latest release page that Claude 3.7 Sonnet shows particularly strong improvements in coding and front-end web development. So it looks like Anthropic is continuing to focus on their model's greatest strengths. Now, the most powerful way to use these large language models in software development is to integrate them directly into your IDE. So of course, VS Code already has this since Microsoft is heavily invested in AI, and many other popular text editors have some kind of plugin these days that you can install that allows you to pass files directly from your editor into the large language model so that it has context. And then you can prompt it to make the modifications that you want to a selected code block, or maybe those modifications are going to span across multiple files. And then you can merge the LLM suggestions into your code base, and you can also manually make edits to those suggestions as needed, which you'll probably have to do a lot, especially if you're working on a larger application with several different files passing data from one another. You know, one of the things I've seen a lot of people saying online about AI, and this is mostly coming from people that I don't think have really used these AI tools, is that they think they're going to outright replace software developers, or that it's already doing this to some degree, because look at the chart. There's been this huge decline in software developer job postings for the past few years, and surely this is because of artificial intelligence. But to me, I think that these LLMs are really more of a force multiplier in the development field. It's kind of like when lumberjacks got chainsaws and trucks with winches and bulldozers to move logs around. The profession of lumberjack didn't suddenly go away. You just got way more work done with fewer people because of these tools. And the skill set of lumberjack changed a little bit. You still had to understand the basics, like how to make a tree fall where you want it to. But now you can do that more efficiently than we could when we just had axes and horses. Development teams of 12 people might shrink down to 6 or 4 plus an LLM, but these models aren't magic. The people left on these development teams still need to be really proficient developers and know how to prompt the LLM properly so that they can actually get more productivity out of that work setup. It's kind of like adding a CNC machine to a furniture workshop thinking that it's going to all of a sudden increase production. Well, the people working there have to learn how to use this new machine first, and there's setup steps that are going to be different and more meticulous than just cutting out material by hand, and the machines don't adjust well on the fly. Like if there's a knot or some other kind of the defect in the wood that's being cut and causes things to go off center, or let's say that the wood isn't clamped down properly and it just moves slightly while it's being cut, most machines aren't going to detect that movement, and they're just going to continue on with the job, ruining an entire board of wood while a human would have noticed the mistake and corrected it, and then the end user or end customer who's going to buy this product wouldn't even notice. But just like a self-employed carpenter who is trained on a CNC machine or the latest tools, solo devs that are good with LLMs are proving to be very productive, just like this guy here. So he's built a number of startup projects, especially AI startups, since 2022. So going back to the carpentry analogy, if you wanted to just turn out a bunch of products, like let's say IKEA furniture, right? You're going for the optimal profit or something that you could just produce a lot of to make a lot of money, then the CNC machine is going to be your friend if you can get good at using it and producing that product. But if you wanted to do something really methodical, like hand carving a table, or I guess the programming equivalent would be making Dwarf Fortress, then you've got to just get good and you got to do that work manually, and it's going to take a lot of time. But maybe the bright side is that an AI can't produce the same kind of work as you, at least not yet. So this is the latest creation, fly.peter.com. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. But this was made with Cursor AI Code Editor using Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Well, he probably used different models throughout the process, but the first ever paid skin that he announced last month, which is the F-16 fighter jet, which can also fly faster. So it's not just a cosmetic thing. It's actually a real upgrade to your plane. That was created with Claude 3.7 Sonnet. So this is a free-to-play fighter sim game, but it's probably going to be more of a pay-to-win kind of game. It's kind of going in that direction, sort of like War Thunder or World of Tanks. And there's also advertising on blimps and on the tails of some planes, paid advertising. Like you can see here, the FAL.AI. There's a chatbase.co, sideshift.ai, and it's a pretty basic game right now, you know, pretty basic polygons, but again, it's sort of like the IKEA furniture analogy, right? Oh, look at that, there's even advertising on the moon. I don't think I had noticed that when I was playing this a few days ago. Oh, there's advertising on, is that supposed to be Jupiter or something else like that? Probably turn down the desktop audio a little bit. So yeah, it's one of these games where, again, it's not Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's not any other like AAA title game or something that you really do need a large human team of developers to create. But this is something that I guess you could knock out with AI in a few days or maybe a few weeks. I really should find out exactly how long it took him to develop this, if that information's available. Okay, so I found the original tweet of when he announced the game, and he said that never having made a game before, he just made his own flight simulator with Cursor in about 3 hours by just telling it what he wanted. So this is really impressive, the amount of work that he put in to get this, when you especially consider the amount of money that he made off of it. So the other day, 16,000 people flew in the free-to-play online flight game, and after 10 days, the revenue was 19 of those advertising blimps sold at various prices for a total of $38,000, and I guess that's billed monthly, so I don't know how long any of these places are locked into for that, because I have a feeling that the popularity of this game is probably it's going to go through its ups and downs, especially if there's more competing AI flight simulator games that get made. And then he sold 12 of the F-16 skins at $29.99 apiece for $360. Now, I don't think he goes into what the hosting costs are here or anything like that, because I'm sure that there's some load balancing that he's got to do in the back end for this many people that are playing the game, or maybe not. I mean, I really don't know that much about game development, but obviously if it's multiplayer, there's got to be some of that going on here. I just died because I wasn't playing. Oh, you can also shoot missiles too, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. If I stop crashing. But I don't think there's anybody that's playing in the lobby right now, so this is what I was saying with the popularity of it is going to go through ebbs and flows, but still, the amount of money he's been able to make just for the little amount of work that he's put in, and then it's also not an open source game, I'm pretty sure, so he could sell the code base to somebody theoretically and make even more money off of it. It's very impressive what you're able to do if you do know a little bit of software development with an AI. So it'll be interesting to see how the development landscape changes over the next few years, if it's going to be more small team or even small developer efforts out there creating apps and games, and possibly even create a startup boom, or if things are going to continue to be dominated by the bigger tech companies with larger development teams. Tell me your thoughts in the comments below. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and check out my online store, based.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop, 10% discount for paying a Monero XMR at checkout, and credit card payments have been fixed. So if you wanted to pay that way on base.win over the past couple of weeks, it's available again now. Have a great rest of your day.